VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in Russia for his first meeting with President Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok tomorrow. Kim says it is a start toward closer ties between Pyongyang and Moscow. He is traveling in his armored train. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Smiling and upbeat, North Korea's Kim Jong-un stepped off an armored train in far eastern Russia for a much-anticipated summit with Vladimir Putin that comes amid deadlocked diplomacy on his nuclear program. Speaking on a Russian state-owned network, Kim said he was hoping for a successful and useful visit and would like to discuss with Putin the settlement of the situation in the Korean Peninsula, as well as bilateral ties with Russia. The Kremlin says the Thursday meeting will cover North Korea's nuclear program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sri Lanka's President Maithripala Sirisena is promising to fire the leaders of his country's security agencies. He says they were at fault in the Easter Sunday suicide bombings, which have so far claimed 359 lives. In a nationally televised address, Sirisena said he'll take stern action against officials he said did not give him available intelligence that such an attack was imminent. Sri Lanka's Deputy Defense Minister, Ruwan Wijayawardene, spoke with journalists.
Well, there was definitely a lapse of intelligence, and the government has, you know, we have to take responsibility because, unfortunately, if this the sharing of, of intelligence information had been given to the right people, I think at least this could have been whether it was could be avoided or even minimized.
Egyptian voters have overwhelmingly approved constitutional amendments that could extend President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's rule until 2030. Shortly after the results were announced on Twitter, el-Sisi said Egyptian voters had dazzled the world with their awareness of the challenges facing their country. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has a strategy if Democrats ever try to impeach him, but there is a catch. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president says he'd go straight to the Supreme Court, but there could be a roadblock. The high court itself ruled in 1993 impeachment and removal from office is Congress's duty alone, and that the founding fathers did not intend for the court to have the power to review impeachment proceedings. Democrats for now are not considering them.
Impeachment is one of the most divisive paths that we could go down.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling a Time magazine event they may eventually have no choice pending what investigations find.
But we're not there yet.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The United Nations has published new figures on civilian deaths in Afghanistan caused by government forces. The news is not good. AP correspondent Kathy Gannon reports.
Pro-government forces, including the United States military, killed more Afghan civilians in the first 3 months of this year than were killed by insurgents. This is the first time this has happened. The number of injuries were by far more committed by the insurgents.
Kathy also reports on why the numbers are especially concerning now.
Concerning because of the numbers that exceeds those of the insurgents. Also concerning as the government goes into or attempts to go into talks with the Taliban. It alienates people. It alienates the Afghans. It makes it increasingly difficult to gain people's support.
That was Kathy Gannon of AP. With one of President Trump's two picks for seats on the Federal Reserve, Herman Cain already knocked out by past controversies, there is increasing attention on Mr. Trump's other selection, Stephen Moore. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
As a conservative commentator for more than two decades, Stephen Moore has offered his opinions in print and on the air. Now, some of what he shared is reemerging as President Trump has nominated him for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. Back in 2000, he wrote in the Washington Times, "Colleges are places for rabble-rousing for men to lose their boyhood innocence," adding, "the women seem to survive just fine." That's in addition to other past writing where he's complained about female referees and commentators in basketball. This, as critics argue, Moore is far too politicized the figure to serve on the Fed's board and lacks the necessary qualifications. Matt Small, Washington.
The White House says two senior economic officials will travel to China next week to continue trade negotiations and that Beijing will send a delegation to Washington the following week. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.